Hello, and welcome back to Super Future Friends. Today we're going to be talking about Adventure Comics issue 282, and it's from March 1961. This is a great issue because, it's not really about the Legion of Superheroes that much. It's mostly about Lana being fucking crazy.
Super crazy.
So crazy. And, you know, Superboy has a history of having shitty friends.
And stalkers.
But Lana tops them all. This is mostly like a Starboy issue. And Starboy's a part of the Legion of Superheroes. And he's pretty important in current issues of stuff that's going on. Especially with the Final Crisis bullshit. I think he'll play an important role. And this is his first appearance. But for some reason, the Legion isn't really in this issue. It's just Starboy. So, on the cover, there's Starboy, and Starboy is a little dude in a purple and yellow outfit, and with a star on his chest.
Of course, a giant star.
Giant star. And he's giving jewels to Lana Lang.
Like a giant platter of jewels.
A giant platter of jewels to Lana, and she's pissy.
She's on a little throne.
She's on a little throne, and off to the side, Superboy is, like, holding little hands really cutely
with this way cuter girl.
So much cuter little space girl. She's adorable. And we'll get to the cuteness of space people later in this issue. But Starboy's trying to give her these jewels, and Lana's just pissed that Superboy's ignoring her.
Macking on this other girl.
For space girl. This thing is called Lana Lang and the Legion of Superheroes, but it's not really Lana Lang and Legion of Superheroes. It's Lana Lang tortures Starboy. Okay, moving on. So there's a splash page inside that basically does the exact same thing as the cover. It shows Starboy giving Lana shit.
This is great, though. I like in this future science world, he is, he's busy weaving a gift for his girlfriend Lana. And he's got, like, this giant box machine in front of him. There's a spider web in the background that the silk is, like, coming from it to this machine. And then he's, like, super-poweredly weaving some ugly sweater material for her. And you see Lana next to him, like, holding an ugly, ugly little sweater just made.
She looks kind of cute in the little dress that he makes, though. I like that he's really talented seamstress.
Yeah.
It's
among his superpowers.
Whatever the male version of seamstress
Seamsters?
Is.
I don't know.
Taylor?
Taylor!
Taylor. Okay, whatever. On the splash page, basically Superboy's saying, oh, you want me to patrol Xanthu for you, Starboy? And Starboy's saying, yes, because my bitch girlfriend, Lana, apparently, is making him weave a dress for him and give him all these jewels. Give her all these jewels.
He might want the jewels in the dress. He's wearing bright purple.
That's true. All right, so you're supposed to think, what is possibly going to happen in this issue? What the fuck is Lana doing on this other planet? A good question.
I just like in the little, like, big box of description, it says we all know how Lana Lang is Superboy's best friend. And all I can think is, no, she's not.
That
bitch is crazy.
Oh my god, she's seriously the craziest girl you've ever met.
You'll see why.
In a second, right now. Actually, our story starts out with Superboy mowing the lawn.
For some elderly people.
But with, like, not like with a lawnmower, but like with a scythe.
Like a giant scythe.
Crazy, like, Merchant of Death scythe. Like, you know when you see pictures of death, it's to do with a skull and a robe, and he's got a giant scythe. That's what Superboy's holding.
And I like that the old people say that he made it, too. So he's being crafty as well as helpful.
He's always making giant things for him to use.
I want to know, like, where does he put them when he's done?
He just leaves them. He's a big litterer. He's doing all this for these sad old people. And one of the old people totally looks like Lex Luthor.
Oh, you're right.
You see him in the window?
Yeah,
kind of fucked up. Anyways, more fucked up than that is that while he's working, Lana is secretly taking pictures of him.
She's, like, behind the pile of grass he's making, like, snapping photos.
And then, Lana wants to hang out with him, but Superboy says no, he has to go do Superboy stuff. He has to go save the world and stuff. Well, save Smallville. Mm-hmm. And she's totally sad.
Yeah, she's like, he didn't even notice my new dress, which, by the way, same dress from last issue.
Maybe that's why he didn't notice it.
It's the same dress.
Just a thought. We go and see Lana in her room.
This is actually, you have to post this
I'm
panel.
I'm definitely going to.
The best thing I've ever seen.
So, crazy pants. Her room is covered in these, like, candid photos of Superboy, and she's holding one of them.
Like, and, to her bosom.
Yeah, and crying. Oh, he's so powerful, so handsome, so clever, and so indifferent to me. My romance with Superboy just hasn't got a chance. She looks out her window, and she sees Clark, because they're next-door neighbors, and she says, there's Clark Kent, my next-door neighbor, reading a book in his backyard. I'll pull down the blind. He might laugh if he glanced over and saw what a crush I have on Superboy. I don't think he'd laugh. I think he'd burst into sad, horrified tears.
And slowly back away, perhaps.
But, you know, how ironic, because Clark Kent happens to be Superboy.
Oh my goodness.
And, you know, he helps out his dad by lighting his cigar for him and getting him another step closer to lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know about that back in the day. And his dad is super happy that Clark is super convenient. God. Lana's freakishly going to a romance movie. Like, a romantic movie all by herself.
So she's watching some romance by herself, and because she is an idiot, gets the amazing idea from this movie that she should try and make Superboy jealous of her.
And that'll make him, like, just fall in love with Lana.
Oh, yeah, just love her.
Oh, God. Okay, that's already weird. And she's like, okay, I'm going to do that.
She walks out of the theater and she's like, oh, this is a great idea. I'll make him jealous. But, oh, this can't work because there's, like, nobody as great as Superboy.
Don't worry. The writers have thought of that, Lana.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Clark is working at his dad's general store, which...
I didn't know he had a general
store. Yeah, he mentions this before in the last issue where Pete's trying to make out with him, which is a tale for another time.
Yeah, it's not a Legion.
It's not a Legion issue, but it's also a great issue.
It's his other stalker friend.
Yes,
another scary stalker friend.
So, he's working, and suddenly giant horseshoes come out of nowhere and wrap around him, and he's like, huh.
Wait, did they explain where dude got giant horseshoes?
No, just like Superboy, he can also make things out of bullshit.
Giant things, willy-nilly.
You always know it's a superhero involved when something is like a normal object, but it's really huge version of that object.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
He's like, what the hell?
Whatever.
I'll fly there and solve the mystery. But he gets sidetracked by this damn emergency.
Not
get
that
it?
Damn emergency.
Get
that
it?
Damn
get
emergency.
It? Ha ha, I'm so fucking hilarious. Anyways. There's all these logs that are causing this drainage grill to... I don't know anything about dams.
It's clogged.
You're from Vegas. Probably. You should know all about dams.
Oh, yeah, that one giant dam that I saw when I was in second grade.
So he's, like, getting the logs away from the drainage grate. And he's suddenly frozen in a block of ice. And he's like, huh, this is also weird. And then letters fly...
Oh, Jesus. I forgot about this.
Letters fly through the air... that say, Superboy, meet me at Calvin's Cave. And he's like, holy cow.
They're huge he says, holy cow, now huge letters of baked clay are sailing here, spelling out a message before they smash against the cliff.
Because if they didn't tell you that was happening, you'd be really confused.
You'd be like, what? It's just like these giant, retarded-looking letters. And one is slightly breaking up against
really
the rock.
It's really weird.
Vaguely.
And Superboy's also, like, breaking himself against the mountain, you know.
There's a lot of, like, breaking in this.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
He goes to the cave because he's retarded and doesn't understand traps.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a trap this time, which is nice. But he goes
and, like,
there.
The first time ever.
And there's this little boy there called Starboy. And he says, pardon my stunts. He had to, like, use all his powers to lure him here quickly for no reason.
Well, but I don't understand why he didn't. He knew where he was. Why didn't he just walk over and say, come here?
He doesn't want to give away his secret identity, maybe.
He's Superboy right here.
That's
he froze
true.
Him. Okay, maybe I can buy, like,
wouldn't it
giant
give away
horseshoe.
Yeah.
Maybe I could buy a giant horseshoe throwing to get attention. Which really, wouldn't that give away his super identity more than anything else? If I hurled a giant piece of metal at you and you didn't die? So,
he's an alien. He doesn't know anything.
He's from the Legion, which means... Even though he's saying, I was just doing this, he was probably just trying to fuck with him.
He's probably drunk.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, this little boy introduces himself as Tom Calor, and he's from this planet called Xanthu, which exists in the future. Okay, so...
Xanthu doesn't exist now?
Okay, so he's not just a space alien, he's a futuristic space alien that came back through time. Okay, don't worry about it. And then he tells Superboy how he got his powers. He was, like, in a little, like, cute spaceship.
Yeah, it's all bubbly and cute.
Tooling around. And he flew through the tail of a comet, and he's like, this should be okay. It's not supposed to hurt you. And it doesn't hurt him, but it gives him superpowers. And his parents are like, holy shit, that's awesome. And, you know...
Well, it's great because he found out, because then he crashed his ship.
That was a bad day.
Yeah, yeah. He flew through a comet and then crashed his ship, but he totally didn't die. He was, like, just fine.
So his parents see that he didn't die in this horrible crash, and they're like, oh my god, you've got superpowers. And, like, psychotic, overbearing parents that we all know and love, and that ruin people's lives, they decide that their son should become a superhero.
Yeah, like
he's
that.
Not going, well, maybe I should save the world. His parents are telling him, you're going to put on this costume, and you're going to become a superhero. But Tom goes with it, because, you know, he's a nice little boy, and he doesn't know any better. And then Tom tells him, okay, well, I also joined up with the Legion of Superheroes, who exist in the 30th century. God. And then Superboy's like, those same super kids visited Smallville once and made me a member of their Legion, too. But why have you come to Earth, Starboy? But, you know, he's also, like, really rose-colored glasses here, remembering his time with
him. He always remembers them, like, beaten housewife.
Yeah. Let's forget about that part where they, like, trick him and
put
him in jail with no trial. Anyway, he's explaining that he came, finally he gets to the point. He came here.
He had to tell his thrilling story.
Oh, God, I know. There's a criminal that he's following and that came to...
Two criminals escaped.
Those criminals. But one criminal is only on planet Earth. Okay. So, there's only one criminal on planet Earth, and he wants Superboy's help to, like, find this criminal.
Oh, yeah, because he already caught one, and it's in this cave that they're chilling in front of.
Yeah.
And the other one is, like, on loose.
So, he needs Superboy's help, because there are these copper drain pipes, and we'll get to that in a second. So they're talking and stuff. We're
talking about important superhero things. Escaped convicts.
Unfortunately, there's fucking crazy Lana just right there. I don't know why she's there. Oh, to pick flowers?
Of course.
How convenient. Anyway, Tom's really concerned about Superboy calling him Starboy. He's like, please call me Starboy, because I don't want anybody to, like, know my secret identity. Which makes no sense.
Yeah, because he's from the future, right?
Even if Lana...
And another planet.
Like, why would it matter if anyone on Earth knew your secret identity? I guess they don't want the criminals to know, but...
I guess.
He's not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Just like Superboy, like, in these universes, in the DC universe, if you're not wearing a mask, it's okay.
Because, no one knows who you are.
Yeah.
No one has any idea.
People are fooled by... costume changes. Like, if I put on a different shirt, nobody would know who the hell I am. They'd be like, oh my god, who are you? So, crazy, Lana overhears that Starboy's concerned about having his secret identity revealed.
So she overhears this and she's like, oh my god, it's a Superboy from the future, and he's concerned about his secret identity. So she just comes, like, busting inside the cave. Like, Superboy goes to go find the other criminal, because the criminal's hidden behind copper pipes.
They make a point of saying
Starboy.
That Lana doesn't actually know his secret identity.
Yeah, she's just a giant, lying, crazy whore.
Yeah.
So Superboy's off looking for the escaped criminal, because he's, like, in copper pipes, and Starboy can't see through copper, like Superboy can't see through lead. So Starboy goes inside the cave, where he's got his little, the other little criminal that he caught, tied up, and Crazy McGee just comes busting in. She's like, I overheard your whole story, and I know your secret identity. I won't mention it in front of your prisoner if you do me a favor. And her favor is blackmail,
yeah.
You see. And she says, you see, I have a crush on Superboy. You're the only boy I've met who's equal to him. So if you pretend to fall in love with me, you can make Superboy jealous.
And poor Tom, he doesn't know that she doesn't actually know his secret identity. And he agrees to this. And Superboy comes back from... Actually, he went to go tell his foster parents. He calls them his foster parents, which is kind of weird. But he went to go tell his parents that he was leaving so they wouldn't worry about him. Again, they don't understand time travel and that you don't really have to, like, come back later. You can come back at the exact same moment that you left. So he overhears Lana's crazy plan. So he knows that Lana is planning to do this. He's still friends with her.
Yeah, I just kind of like that he lets this happen.
I would have just gone over and punched her in the
face.
Right,
right. But super I think punched. It's amazing that he'll let this go on for a little bit, you'll see. And I think that what this is the beginning of Superman kind of being a dick sometimes to his friends.
Good call. So he could totally, like, Poor Tom is freaked out. He's being blackmailed. Superboy's just going to let him suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Lana says that she has to take Starboy to meet her parents so that they understand that it's okay that she goes with Starboy because he's super, like, powerful and he'll protect her. Lana's crazy parents are just as crazy as she is, so it makes sense that this is why she's fucking insane. And her crazy, crazy parents think that just because he's able to lift a car over his head, that means she'll be totally safe to go with this creepy boy they've never met. He's not creepy, but he could be.
Yeah.
He could be crazy alien space rapist, for all they know, with a star.
Eggs in her face.
Yeah, but it turns out that, he's like basically charges up their car with his electrical vision. So he has like an extra superpower that Superboy doesn't have, which doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. You think, like, maybe this is going to come in handy. No.
Superboy sees this, and he rushes back to the cave and acts like nothing happened, and Tom helps Lana into his, like, little
spaceship. I just like that
spaceship.
In this page, Superboy's actually stalking them.
Ah, nice.
Mm-hmm,
good catch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So maybe that's why he's so comfortable with his stalker friends. He's a stalker too.
It's true. So they go into space, and sometimes Superboy like doesn't get inside of the time vehicle, and sometimes he does. And they'll sort of explain this later, but this time he hops into the car with them, the space car. And so they take Starboy takes them to
It's very Jetsons, by the way.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's very, like, bubble and saucer.
Yes.
So, they take Starboy's sweet, sweet ride to his home planet, to his Starboy laboratory.
Nice.
Which is, like, weird jungle sort of setting. I don't understand what's going on here. It's like a giant bubble and
it's like the giant spider web.
Like, a lot of the plants seem to be, like, really super huge. So, Starboy explains to Superboy that there are these drainage pipes that are made out of copper, and Starboy can't see through copper pipes. Superboy is like, oh, cool, that's like how I can't see through lead pipes. And he's like, totally. He's like, Superboy, help me out find this criminal that's hiding in these copper pipes. And Superboy finds him right away and captures him pretty much immediately. So that frees us up for a whole issue of retardation.
Mm-hmm.
So Lana is tormenting poor Starboy and making him weave fabric out of spider web like we saw on the splash page.
The glowing spider web thread.
She's wearing this horrible dress. Well, she looks kind of cute in it later on.
She looks like an ice skater from
the 70s. Yeah, she does. Yeah. With a stupid bow on her head.
Yeah, it's like before they got all like, you know, body show-offy, and it was very like long-sleeved, like covering everything with a puffy dress kind
of
ice skater.
Right. Lana's like, Starboy thinks a lot of me to go to this trouble. Doesn't it look glamorous, Superboy? Yes, Lana. It's stunning, magnificent. I guess that's why they call it the Rainbow Bridge. So Superboy was not actually talking about her. He was talking about this bridge that looks like a rainbow. And
totally
Lana's
behind her.
Lana's totally pissed. She's like, oh, drat, I meant my dress, not at that old bridge. And it looks like Superboy just wants to hang out with Starboy, because he's like, are you going to show me the other sights around town, Starboy?
Well, I really like, her thought bubble is the best worded thing ever. Because he's not paying attention to her dress thing, it's totally not working, and she's like, Superboy still isn't giving me a tumble, but I'll make him jealous yet. I don't know what tumble meant back in the day. I don't know what they were trying to mean there.
Lana's from the 1920s. Even
this is the
60s. Lana's from the 1920s.
Okay.
She's also a time-traveling douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
So she makes poor Starboy make jewels out of rocks. A super jewel?
Oh, yes.
Not just a jewel, a super jewel. He gets like a bunch of jewels and
it's
of rocks.
Equal in value to 1,000 earthly diamonds. I like that he knows the market price of diamonds on Earth.
And she's like, too bad you haven't got electrical vision, Superboy. Isn't it wonderful how Starboy is using his superpowers to grant my wishes? And, Superboy starts to get a little serious here and brings up a point, which is that Starboy has more important things to do than cater to your crazy needs, Lana. And, you know, Lana just reacts with bitchiness because she's a selfish whore. Superboy is being kind of a dick here. He says, oh, I think he's just being polite to you because you're his guest. Why should he care for you when any Xanthu girl would gladly be his steady? And Lana says, that's just the point, you super idiot.
That's a great insult, by the way.
I appeal to him because I'm from another world. I'm something special and different. Naturally, a Earth girl has a greater attraction from Starboy than an ordinary Xanadu girl. So he isn't just being polite, he's really mad about me. So Superboy's like, okay, well, I'm just gonna go sightseeing by myself. Bye. And about 10 seconds later, he comes back with a hot Xanthu girl. She's like
super cute.
She's so cute. And he's like, hey, Lana, this is Cynthia. She offered to show me the sights in her sky canoe. And you were right before. Just as an Earth girl like you appeals to Starboy, to me it seems that this Xanthu girl has it all over Earth girls. And she's so fucking pissed. What the hell does she ask?
She asked for a rare animal of the tiger family called the paracat.
A paracat is something that looks kind of like a tiger and has like a bird head, and its stripes are going the opposite direction than a tiger's. Instead of going dorsally, it goes laterally or...
Dorsally?
I think that's the proper term.
I don't know.
Anyway, that might be totally wrong.
Stripes a different way.
So this little paracat can actually speak like a parrot can, because on these other planets... It's pretty much just, it's like the Earth, but crazy.
Yeah.
They don't really, like, come up with new and cool animals. They come up with, like, crazy-ass combinations of animals.
This one thing, but big. Or this other thing, but with a little bit of this other thing.
Like, on the mountains that he's on, it's like, the jungle is on top of the mountain instead of, like, having snow on top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's crazy. It's fucking...
Oh, but I like that he goes to fight this thing. This is just some poor animal.
He's so mean!
He grabs it by the tail and spins it around until it's dizzy. And this poor thing is like, dizzy, had enough, stop.
But it's supposed to be like a parrot, so it's imitating what he said. He teaches this poor animal to say that Cynthia is beautiful. And she's like, how thrilling to have a super boyfriend like you. She's like, please make Xanthu your home from now on. And Solana freaks out.
She's like, let Superboy go, you hussy. You can't waste his precious time on you. He has important jobs to do on Earth.
So suddenly she's very concerned about, you know, superheroing.
I just like that she called her a hussy.
Yeah, that's freaking amazing. I wish that a fight would have happened.
Yeah, so then Superboy's immediately like, then why are you keeping Starboy from doing his important jobs here, Lana?
And she quickly fakes a fainting spell. Oh my god, what a crazy whore. Mm-hmm. She fakes a fainting spell and she says, the Xanthu air must be bad for me. Get me back to Earth quickly. And he's like, oh, and take you away from your devoted Starboy? He'd be so brokenhearted. So he makes a little bubble.
He makes a Cos bubble. Yeah, he makes a Cosmic Boy bubble from back in the day.
Yeah, he's thinking.
It's like
he's remembering.
Goldfish bowl upside her head. Is what
her asthma. So builds in a purifier because he's also able to do that.
Mm-hmm. I like that he made it out of dirt.
Yeah, if you look at him, he's actually winking at the little Cynthia girl. It's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And so, now Cynthia, what was I going to say about your lovely eyes? And so Lana freaks out and realizes that her plan is just not...
Total failure.
It's totally fucked up. And she finally admits to Superboy that Starboy doesn't mean anything to her. She just wanted to make him jealous, and that she threatened to reveal his secret identity.
She's crying like sad clown tears, too. Like, yeah. Just the two.
Murder tears?
No, not murder tears. Those are at the side of the eyes.
Oh,
you?
I'm sorry. Well, it turns out that Superboy, of course, as we know, knew this all along. And actually, this blonde girl is Starboy's girlfriend.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Starboy. But it seems like Superboy explained everything to this poor girl, and she agreed to help
him. I hope at some point he had explained it to Starboy. He just shows up with his lady macking on her. Because I didn't see a moment where he explained this plan to him. Starboy's like, this crazy bitch is gonna expose my identity, and this friend superhero I got from the past just stole my lady.
And he knew about this. Even beyond that, he knew that he was being blackmailed this whole time.
Didn't do anything.
And this could have caused horrible problems for him and his lady friend.
Yeah.
But Cynthia's a really cute girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see later that Starboy is pretty good at picking up the hottest chicks imaginable. So what happens is that Superboy makes another bubble. Bubbles are useful for traveling in time. Mm-hmm.
I just like that no one actually discusses Lana is a horrible person.
Nobody, like, punishes her.
She explains it, and then Clark explains his little trickery, and that is that. This is like, all right.
I mean, if you held everyone accountable for everything they did here, everyone would be dead.
I guess.
Because everyone would just kill each other.
Everyone should be dead.
Because if you ever did this shit to me, I'd kill you. So, pops Lana in there. Because he can't take Tom's sweet ride back to the past, because that's his car. So, he uses this bubble with Lana inside it. She's still got that space dress. How's she going to explain that thing?
She just stole that shit.
So, anyways, Lana says, once they're home, that, I learned my lesson, Superboy. Trickery doesn't pay. Let's be friends again. How about going to the Teen Time dance with me tonight? And he says, sorry, Lana, but I've been away so long. I've lots of super jobs to catch up with. See you next week, maybe. And so Lana's back to where she started. But, again, they don't understand time travel. That he didn't have to miss out on his super jobs. He could have just come back.
Yeah. I just really like the end of this. She didn't learn any lesson. She was just glad that she got him away from that girl before he really fell in love with her.
Yeah, that's kind of a creepy ending. Like, in a real series, that would be like a dun-dun-dun, like, yeah. Sort of, like, horrifying ending.
Or, like, in a...
Like, Psycho.
Proper Wholesome one, it would have been like, I'll never be tricky again because it doesn't work out. But she's just like, man, that hussy really almost took him. I gotta be careful. I gotta be more tricky.
Yeah.
So that's how that ends.
That was Lana's amazing...
Stalker adventure.
Yeah, stalker adventure and blackmailing poor Starboy adventure.
Well, remember, they're best friends, so it's okay.
Next issue, we'll find out more about having...
Stalkers.
Stalkers and super friends. Super girlfriends. Super girlfriends. As the Legion comes to visit Supergirl yet again. And it's gonna be fucking awesome.
Amazing, even.
Yes. So, but that's all for this week.
Yes.
If you have a question or comment, you can comment on the blog, or you can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com.
I'm glad you said it, because I always forget.
It's okay. It's a test. I just like to freak you out.
I just write it down.
All right. Bye.
Bye.